there's...
I will think about it on Monday.
Okay.
Adam had to go to a wedding.
Marina. Giving a couple in front of her to remind the Medrash says that I forgot who it was. There was Talmud who the Rebbe asked to give a shiur for the day, and the Talmud didn't want to do it because everything that he learned from his Rebbe. So everything that you're gonna hear from me is pretty much to the best of my ability from Rav Hirsch. So if you have any questions, you could ask me. So the Mishnah on Da'al Amar Aleph says, Mi l'nanu yish poni shu chai v'chavero matayim zos. So the Mishnah brings a case that the Edom Zomim come and say that this guy is chai to his friend 200 zos. So, Divrei Meir. Meir says that you get both Malkus and you have to pay. Okay, then the Mishnah brings another case. Again, Rameir says you get both. V'chachamim omrim ein lokin ela arbayim. So then the Gemara on the next Amud says, Bishlam Rabbanan k'dei rishasso k'siv. Oh, it makes sense, according to Rabbanan, because they hold k'dei rishasso. Mishum rishat achas etam mechaivo, v'yetam mechaivo, mishum shtei rishos. You can only get one punishment. So then the Gemara says, ela Rameir my taima. So first Ula gives... The Lishna Kama in Ula says that he learns from Motzi Shemra, putting together with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, that if you hold that Eidim Zomim is a Knas, so it's just like how Motzi Shemra you are Loku Mishalim, so too by Eidim Zomim be Loku Misham. But I'd like to focus on the Lishna Basa. So then in the Lishna Basa, Iki Demasnil, it's a couple lines down, Iki Demasnil Vahai De Ula Aha. Really, the answer for a mayor is learned from here. The Tanya, lo sosir mimenu ad boker, the iser of nosar, the hanosar mimenu ad boker, beish tisrofu, that you there's an iser from the Torah to leave over from your karbanos, right? Or the Rambam explains that it's all karbanos. If you had to eat them that night by leaving them over to the next morning, so that is an iser, and if you do leave it over, so then you have a mitzvah asay to burn it. Ba'akos v'litan asay achar los asay. So the Torah is coming to tell you a asay after the los asay. Lomar she'ein lokan alav. That's a lav hanitak la'asay divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that's why you don't get malchus. Rabbi Kiva Omer lomen hashem muzeh. That's not the reason why. It's not because it's a lav hanitak la'asay. Rather, it's because it's a lav sheimbo ma'isa. The whole lav sheimbo ma'isa ain't lokan olav, and any lav sheimbo ma'isa ain't lokan olav. Mekal de Rehuda sover lav sheimbo ma'isa lokan olav. Us then, how does Rabbi Yehuda know lav sheimbo ma'isa? You do get malchus. So minale amar Rabbi. So amar Ula gamer motzi shemra. So Ula says he learned it from motzi shemra. Ma motzi shemra lav sheimbo ma'isa lokan olav. Avkolav she'en bo ma'isa lokan alav. Also, he learns from Motzi Shemra. Ma'ala Motzi Shemra she'en loke u'mishalim. Oh, but Motzi Shemra, you can't learn from there because that's not a clear comparison. Motzi Shemra, you actually get two punishments. It's loke u'mishalim. So, Elam Reish Lakish, or Reish Lakish says, no, he learned it from Gamar Me'edim Zomim. He learned it from Me'edim Zomim. Ma'edim Zomim lav she'en bo ma'isa lokan alav. Avkolav she'en bo ma'isa lokan alav. So, just like Me'edim Zomim, it's lav she'en bo ma'isa, and you get Malkus. So, too, all lav she'en bo ma'isa, you get Malkus. Malim Zom Shechein Ein Shrichin Hasra. Oh, but Edim Zomim we know is very special because you can get Malkus even if you don't get Hasra. So Motzi Shemer Yochiyoch, the Chazar Adin, Lo Reizek Reizel, Lo Reizek Reizel. So you make a combo. Both Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomrim together are is going to be the marker for Rabbi Yehuda that Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Alav. So Hatzad HaShavashman, Lav Shem B'Maisa, they're both Lav and Shem B'Maisa, but Lokin Alav. Av Kol Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokin Alav. Some of the Gemara asks, Ma Latzad HaShavashman Shechein Knas. But both of these, both Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomim, are a Knas. And therefore, you can't have that be the mucker for all Lav and Shem B'Maisa that you're going to get Malkus. So, says the Gemara, Halokasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Savarlek, Rabbi Akiva. So, in the Lishna Basra, with the opposite outcome, that Rabbi Yehuda is not going to hold of Rabbi Akiva, that Edom Zomim is a Knas. So, Tosfos, Dibur Maaseh Ha, Halokasha. So halakasha Rabbi Huda lo sever like Rabbi Akiva. So says Tosas the Amar Edom Zomim Knasahu. So Rabbi Huda does not hold that Edom Zomim is a Knas. Mashmahaha the Rabbi Akiva the Isle Edom Zomim Knas. Oh, so that means that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Edom Zomim is a Knas, Lasli Lav Shem B'Maisa Lokanov. He must hold then. He can then hold of the Shtikl Torah, and I'm sorry, he'll hold. That if the reason why you're going to say lav shem b'maisa lokanalav is because you hold that Edom Zomim is not a kanas, that means that if you hold Edom Zomim is a kanas, so then lav shem b'maisa you won't get malchus. Lo matzliv mahaydina the kasha but then toses as a kasha. Daha Rabbi Kiva oimer hamikayim kilekrem loka. The Gemara later on. And that Chaf Alfam Beis says that there's there's an issur of klaim of planting of mixing different fruits and vegetables, right? Grafting. So Rabbi Kiva says that if you're mekayim klaim in your field, so then you get malchus. If you're mekayim klaim in your field, so then you get malchus. Who perish ba'arach, and then the arach explains the Gemara. The ha'inu shemaniach oso besof sadehu, that you leave it at the end of your field. So the Rasha changed it to besof sadehu, but either way, that's what you're doing. You're just leaving it in your field, and just by doing that, just by leaving it there, you're going to get malchus. Kishimatza zrua the have lav shem b'maisa, but Tosa says, but that's a lav shem b'maisa. And if we're just saying, so if Tosa is just building up that according to Rabbi Kiva, a lav shem b'maisa, you don't get malchus, so then why is he saying on the Chaf Alfam Beis that by being mekayim klayim, you do get malchus? And mistam according to the Aruch, that sounds like it's a lav shem b'maisa. So l'kach nira. So then he says, you know, I have a whole new pshat in that Gemara, the mekayim klayim b'kerem, that in that case on the Chaf Alif, haynu shasa geder sviv haklayim. You actually do a maisa in order to make sure that the klaim stays. So, according to Tosos, that Gemara is not talking about a lav shem b'maisa. That's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. You're actually building the fence. So he doesn't answer up for the arach, and now we're left with a kasha on the arach. The Ritva also asks the same kasha, and he points out that this. That the Aruch is not alone, that this is also Rashi's Shita. It's not really Rashi, as Rebbe pointed out, that Rashi and Moed Katan, unclear who exactly it is. And Anach Bezum Bez, Rashi Divim Rasul Mikayim, also has the same Shita as the Aruch, that you just leave it. So, but the Ritva says that is not correct. It must be, and he has the same shot as Tosas, or very similar shot as Tosas. So the question we're left with, number one, is how to answer for the Aruch. The Aruch, we said again, holds that by Mekayim Klayim, what you're doing is you're just leaving it. And according to Rabbi Kiva, you're going to get Malchus for that. Isn't that a Lav Shem B'Maisa? So that's our Kasha. The second Kasha that I'd like to deal with is if we just step back a little bit in the Gemara to the beginning of the Lishna Basra. So in the beginning of the Lishna Basra, we said, the Isser of Nosar. And then the Pasuk says that, but if you do leave it over, so then you burn it. So Balak Pasuk, Litin Ase Acher Los Ase, that it's a Lav Hanitak Le'ese, She'en Lokan Alav. And a Lav Hanitak Le'ese, you do not get Malkus for it. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, felt as though that Nosar, the reason why you don't get Malkus for Nosar is not because it's a Lav She'en, it's not because it's a Lav Hanitak Le'ese, but rather it's because it's a Lav She'en B'maisa. So if you look in the Rambam, where he quotes the Isser of Nosar, so this is the Rambam in Psulem Doshin Perek Yud Ches Halacha Tes. So over there, the Rambam says, Asa luhusar mibasar hakachim la'achar zman achilas. So there's an Isser to leave over kachim after there's man of eating him. Shenamar b'karban by the karban toda lo sasir mimenu ad boker. Do not leave it over until the morning. This is the same din by all kachim, v'hamosar, and someone who does leave it over, eino loke, you don't get malchus, shahare nitku hakasav le'ese, because it's connected to the ese. But Rashi explains that a lavanita glase, that's Rashi on Ardaf, he says that the reason why you don't get Malkus by Alavanit Lese, he says Haese Haomer Akrav Tekanasav Kaparaso Alaveris Halav, that it's like a kapara. By doing the essay, you then get kapara. So you don't need a punishment to get kapara. You just did kapara by doing the essay. So the Rambam says that the reason why you're not going to get Malkus by Nosar is because it's a lav hanitak le'ese. This is very difficult. Because we just said that, according to our Gemara, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason why you're getting malchus by Nosar, the reason why you're not getting malchus by Nosar is not because it's a lav hanitak le'ese, but rather it's because it's a lav shein bo maisa. So why did the Rambam decide to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over here? It's a big pellet. So this is asked already by the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah answers. He says, V'yish lomer d'rabusa nakat, lomer da'afilu im hayalav sheyesh bo maisa, lo hayalokin alav. He's saying that it's just that if in Achanami this word, if Nosar were a lav sheish bo maisa, you still wouldn't get malchus because you have this added condition of that it's lav anitak lase. Everyone seems to disagree with the Kesef Mishnah, and they find the Kesef Mishnah to be a big, big pella because Nosar is not a lav sheish bo maisa. It is a lav she'en bo maisa. And the Gemara says beferish that a lav that Nosar, the reason that we possibly agree with Kibo, that the reason why you're not going to get Malkus is because it's a lav she'en bo maisa. So other achronim try to give answers. The Magen Mishnah answers as follows, and I believe that I saw that the Achronim uses Magen Mishnah not only to answer the Rambam, but also to answer our Aruch. So the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Schiris, it's on Mar Makomos, Hilchos Schiris, Perek Yud Gimel Halchabez. So over there, the Rambam is discussing the Isser of Lo Sachsom, which is the mucker of Lav She'en Bo Maisa, that you don't get Malkus, because the only Lavin that you can get Malkus for are those that are similar to Chasima, right? So says the Magen Mishnah over there, a big chiddush within the Shittas Rambam about lav she'im b'maisa ein lokan alav. He says the only way that you can get out of the malchus for the lav is if the lav is purely not maisa oriented. That there's no maisa that could be done theoretically to fulfill this lav. That is the only way that you could get that you could be off scot free for doing that lav. So says Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer in the Evan al-Azel, he says, oh, I'm going to use this Magid Mishnah to answer the Rambam over here. That the Rambam said by Nosar that the reason why you're not going to get Malkus is because it's a lav hanitak le'ese. And so the kashi is awe, but Argamar says that the reason why is because it's a lav she'im bo maisa. So says Rabbi Yisrael Zalman that according to this Magid Mishnah, the Rambam Shita is that this is not a lav she'im bo maisa. That Nosar, the reason why he's going to pass on Rabbi Yehuda over here is because he does not hold of the lumdus of Rabbi Kiva that this would be considered a lav she'im bo maisa. Because what would be the theoretical maisa you could do by Nosar? You could take the Nosar, stick it into the safe, and throw away the keys. Or take the Nosar and throw it into the ocean. Or you could do any of the above things and actually make it an impossible situation for you to be able to make it an impossible situation for you to eat it and for it to not be left over. So says Rabbi Yisrael Zalman that according to this Magid Mishnah, that is the whole idea of Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Lav Shein Bo Maisa is that there's not even a theoretical Maisa that could be done to fulfill this losase. Only in that situation would the Rambam say that you would get Malkus. In a situation where it's purely no Maisa.
As long as you can do it with the Maisa, even if you don't do it with the Maisa, you'll still be low.
Yeah, even if you don't do it with the Maisa, you'll still be low. Yeah, that's what the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says fair in Hilchos Chirs. So says the Shaar Mishpat, I want to use that same Magid Mishnah to answer the Arach. Because what was the machlokas in the Arach and the rest of the Rishonim? That Tosfos asked, he said that according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Ein Lokan Alav, you're not going to get Malkus. So then why are you going to get Malkus if you're Mekayim the Kilayim? So says Tosus, you build a fence. So the Aruch would say, no, I don't need to build a fence. Because if building a fence means that that's the Maisa that could be done to fulfill the Lav, so then even if I don't build the fence, I'm going to get Malkus, because theoretically, this lav is not strictly non-Maisa oriented. It's not purely non-Maisa oriented. Since it's not totally maftia from the whole idea of doing Maisim to do this Avera, so therefore even if I don't do the Maisa, I'm going to get Malkus. So I was talking about it with Ari, and Ari wanted to say along this that I found in the Tumim that maybe you could say that a hakira to understand lav shein bo maisa. Please correct me if I'm going to say it incorrectly, but lav shein bo maisa you can understand in one of two ways. You could either say that lav shein bo maisa, the reason why you're not going to get malchus is because it's a kula in the fact that you didn't do a Maisa. And since you didn't do a Maisa, the Torah is more makel, right? Or you could say that Lav Shein Bo Maisa is not nitan to the whole idea of doing Maisas in general. That since this Lav can't have a Maisa done to it, so then the Torah can't say that you're going to get Malchus in that situation. Or you could say, right, but again, the other way to say it would say, no, it's not about that it can't theoretically have a Maisa done to it. It's just that you didn't do the Maisa. Since you didn't do the Maisa, we'll be making it. You didn't get Malkus. But if you did do a maisa, so you would get malchus. The other way to say it would say, no. Theoretically, if no malchus could be done, then that's called a lav shein bo maisa. So you could say that according to Tosus and the Ritva, it's a kula in the fact that you didn't do a maisa. But if you did do a maisa, so then that's not called a lav shein bo maisa. That's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. However, according to the Aruch and the Rambam, it has nothing to do with whether or not you did it, whether or not you did a maisa. It's strictly related to whether or not this lav is nitan to the whole idea of doing maisas. Whether or not it's a lav that has sheyesh bo maisa. I thought it was very mistaber in the Lashon. A lav that has sheyesh bo maisas. Or you could say that lav is not talking about the idea of lavin, of the lav that's written, but rather it's the lav, the action, the lav that you're doing. So that could be the hakira that Ari wanted to say, that could be the ikar machlokes between the Rambam and the Aruch on one side against the Tosus and the Ritva. So the question that we're left with is just that, so then what would constitute then a purely, right, just definitionally, so then what is that lav then that is totally non-maisa oriented? Right? Meaning, nosar we thought was a perfect example, because most of the time when you explain the idea of lav shein bo maisa, you would say like, oh, nosar, because the whole idea of it is just procrastination. It's being passive, it's doing nothing. So if we're saying that that's not necessarily true according to the Rambam, because that there's a maisa that could be done in order to do it, so then what is the lav? So one example, the Rambam says b'feirish by Hilchos Chametz Matzah, right? Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, right, Rabbi? That Bayir Rabbi Yematzeh is a lav shein bo maisa, because what's the Isser Bayir Rabbi Yematzeh? It's having it in my possession. It's being there. Oh, says the Rambam, that then if I were to go and buy it, that's a lot. Then you would be over the lav of Bayir Rabbi Yematzeh. So that I was thinking about how that could be different than nosar. But I think that the reason is because when you go to buy, right? The Rambam says that if you buy chametz on Pesach, you're over Bayir Rabbi Yematzeh, and you get malchus. So what would be the difference between that and nosar? So I thought that it was something like how, because when you go to buy it, so the maisa that you're doing, is not the maisa of the iser of Bayir Rabbi Yematzeh. Bayir Rabbi Yematzeh is strictly non-maisa in my rishus, as opposed to like being Mekayim Klayim, where you could do a maisa that is literally being Mekayim the Klayim. Or by Nosar, where you're doing a maisa that is directly connected to not having the ability for it to not be Nosar. As opposed to buying chametz, where you're doing a maisa of you're doing a kinyan, and then mamela the lav comes in where it's then in your rishus. It's dochak, but tzarchian on what would be the exact difference. So then I thought, okay, so then there's what the pilpul about Bayir Rabbi Yematzeh. So then I thought, okay, so this would be a good example of a pure lav shein bo maisa according to Shitas Rambam. So a couple of years ago, Rebbe gave, when we were doing Bava Metzia, so on daf hey, the Gemara brings up the Isser of Los Achmod. So Rebbe said over Shtikl Torah about Shitas Rambam within the Isser of Los Achmod that I like to share. So the Rambam in Hilchos Gzela Ve'Aveda, in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, says, Kol Achol Min Avdo O Amito o beto v'kelov shel chavero o kol davar she'efser lo shiknehu mimenu v'hichbed alav v'rayim v'hitzver bo ad shilachu mimenu. So you are chomed kol achomed. You have that jealousy that you want something of your friend, and you go over to him, and the Rambam says that you coerce him, and you tell him, listen, I'll give you so much money, and eventually you get it. Even if you give him a lot of money, how is it over? Then the Rambam says, "Ve'ein lokin alav ze," but you don't get malchus for lo sachon. Why? Because there's no ma'isa. Then here's where the Ravid yells at the Rambam, because then the Rambam says, "Ve'ein olav alav ze ad sheyika chachefes shechama." You're not gonna be over the lav until you actually take it. So the Ravid asked, wait, you just said that Lo Sachmod is a lav shein bo maisa, and that's why you're not going to get malchus. But then you just said that you're not going to be over the lav until you take it. So isn't that a maisa? How could you say it's a lav shein bo maisa? If you're not going to be over the isser until you actually take it, which is a big giant maisa. So that's one place that the Ravid and the Rambam argue, and then another place is that the Rambam said, where is it? Oh, so Rambam right in the beginning when he says that even if you give him a lot of money, you're still going to be over the Isser, and the Ravid adds in v'lo omer rotani. He doesn't say, oh, I want to. That sounds like a good deal, and you know what? I'll do it. And Rambam never says that. If your friend says rotsani, that's gonna get you off the hook. The Ravid says that gets you off the hook. So we have basically two ways that the Ravid and the Rambam are arguing. The last nakuda that the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing on is that the Ravid says, so I'll disagree with you that it's not a lav shein bo maisa, because taking a chevet is clearly a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Rather, I'm going to say that the reason why you're not going to get malchus for lo sachmud is because it's a lav hanitam tashlumin, because you have to give it back. So since you have to give it back, so then you're not going to get malchus for it. So the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing on three nakudas. Number one, they're arguing about why do you not get malchus for lo sachmud, right? Is it because it's a lav shein bo maisa, or is it a lav hanitam tashlumin? Number two is that the Rambam would say that this is not a lav hanitin tashlumin, meaning maybe theoretically he would agree, but he never says anything about that, about giving it back, or he doesn't mention that. So the Rambam seems to say that this is not called a lav hanitin tashlumin. And number three, they're arguing about if the other guy would say rotsani, would you be over or not? So Rebbe wanted to say that Shitas Rambam is not in the taking of it. The Isser is not in the taking of it. Rather, the Isser is in the Chamadas Halev. Is having that jealousy is the Isser according to the Rambam. According to the Ravid, that the Isser is not the Chamadas Halev, but rather the Isser is it's like Ke'en Gezela. It's like another type of stealing. So that fits very well with everything we said. The Rambam says that this is a lav shein bo maisa because the Isser is not in the taking of it. The Isser is in the chamadas halev. Austin, why does he say that you're not going to be over until you take it? That's just a sheer to know that you had the chamadas halev. How else are you supposed to know that you're over the Isser? How are you supposed to know you have to klap off chet? The only way to know you're even over the Isser is whether or not you took it. Once you've taken it, then you know that you did the Isser of the Chamadas Halev. Says the Ravid, no. The Isser is not in the Chamadas Halev. It's like a Ke'en Gzela. So then it has nothing to do with Lav She'en Bo Maisa, because Gzela is definitely a Lav She'esh Bo Maisa, because the Lav is in the taking of it. So then why do you not get Malchus? You don't get Malchus because it's Lav Hanitim Tashlumin, just like by stealing. And the Rambam would say that, no, this has nothing to do with Tashlumin, because lo sachmon has nothing to do with the other person. It has it's strictly a unilateral aveira. It's whether or not I had the chamaras halif. And then in the last point, where they argued about whether or not mocher says rotzani, so the Rambam would say that it shouldn't matter whether or not the person says rotzani, because it's about whether or not I had the chamaras halif. However, according to the Ravid, if the person says rotzani, so then if I walk into someone's house to steal something and the guy says, here, please, take whatever you like. So I'm not over say, like, he gave it to me. It's like a matana. We had a good deal. I paid him for it, whatever it is. But there's not going to be an isser of lo sachmod, because lo sachmod is like a ke'en gezeilov, and if the person says that, that's fine with me, so then isn't there any. So that would be a good example of, within Shitas Rambam, what would be a pure example of a lav she'en bo maisa.
That maybe you say the same thing then, that the making and buying the chametz is like the shear and the pia and the, you know what I mean? It's not the actual thing, it's just the finding.
Yeah.
The essence of the machshava.
Yeah.
The essence of bayrots is the seeing and the finding. Uh-huh. So.
Yeah.
It doesn't transform the lav when you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't say
it doesn't transform the lav.
You don't say that you buy or make it. You should always be loken by rabbi Munson.
Right.
Like the Magamish wants to say in the Rambam. It's a, you know.
It's different.
It's
a
side
thing. Yeah.
Even though you will be loken when you do that.
Yeah, you are.
You are lokari when you do that, but it doesn't transform the lav. Because the lav is seeing and finding.
But since the lav stays the same, so now you're doing a lav al yedei maisa.
Like,
now you're doing that lav shein bo maisa al yedei maisa. As opposed
like
to the, as opposed
b'kol, chaspa b'kol, right? You could do lo tachshav b'rishis, but I could do it b'kol. So that transforms the whole lav. That means even when I do it b'kol, I'll still be, you know, I the halach is I'm like it. You know, even if I do it, you know.
Right.
So that's transformative, because at the end of the day, you are being chaisin.
Right.
Seeing and finding, I mean, buying and making, it won't transform it. You will be like it because you transgress it practically, I did, mice. You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe you can say what you're saying.
Yeah. So just to summarize, so we started with the Gemara. We brought down the idea of lav she'en bo maisa. Tosas asked Natasha that according to Rabbi Kiva from our Gemara, world lav she'en bo maisa. In lokan alav, so then what do you do with the Gemara about kilayim, bimakayim, kilayim? So he says that it has to be you built a geder. According to the Aruch, you could just leave it, and that's still called a lav. That's still called a lav shiyesh bo maisa. So the question was how? So we want to say that based on the Rambam, by Nosar, that any lav that's theoretically done ayadei a maisa is called the lav shiyesh bo maisa. You don't actually have to do it.
Because that's transformative. When you put it in the safe, you are procrastinating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You are procrastinating
by doing that, you know? Whereas when you make or find, when you make or buy it, it just, in the mail, and now that I make a
now,
safe.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. So the happens to be that, just to keep things all fair, the Minchas Chinuch has a whole long arichos why he does not like the Magad Mishnah, and Ayin Shum for the arichos.
He says that the chinuch holds pum fakir.
Right.
Whereas the Magad Mishnah says that you're loked even if you're over it shalom a maisa. The chinuch holds pum fakir that even when you do a maisa, if you can do it in a non maisa way, you're not like even when you do a maisa.
Right. He says the exact opposite.
He goes, poom, fuck, here to the minute.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, very beautiful. 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 Beautiful.